Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 if you would like to do that. Again, that phone number is 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria.
It's Ian.
And of course, the craziest news that I've seen today is probably the ex-Baywatch actress. We can't play the video because she's pretty vulgar, but she evidently got a bit upset about some 80-year-old man not wearing a mask, and she then flipped out. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. There's also a video that we can play where a pharmacist straight up admits that he feels, incompetent as a pharmacist toward the very end of the video before it cuts out. But it's because a lady just asked him some questions about the vaccine that they wanted to give her, and it's really interesting. She ends up being given a piece of paper that's, you know, glued together like they're supposed to be. And as they unfold it, what they learn is that it just says this page intentionally left blank throughout the entire document. And, of course, I did actually go home last night and watch the new Matrix movie, Matrix Resurrections. I had originally no intention of watching this until you and Bonnie suggested I do so, because it's called Resurrections. And I've seen enough movies and played enough video games to know that anything with the word resurrections in the title,
usually terrible.
Yeah, it's usually just absolute awful cash grab. And this was that. But it was done so brilliantly that I loved everything about the movie. And we're going to talk about that later. But first, I want to talk about this crazy lady, evidently a former Playboy model. And again, we can't play the video, but you can find it very easy. She was on a Delta Airlines flight, and she has now gone viral because she's been nicknamed Delta Karen, because there's a video of her screaming at another passenger, spitting on him, and slapping him for not wearing his mask. Now, even if I could play the video, you wouldn't be able to see it, but by far the most remarkable thing about this video is that she's standing up in the airplane, yelling at this dude with her face mask she's not wearing. It's pulled down. It's a chin strap for her. Right. And she's berating this old guy, physically assaulting this old guy for not wearing a mask while she's also not wearing one. The video has now been seen by nearly 10 million people, and the identity of Karen is now known as Patricia Cornwall. She's an actress. Probably won't be an actress for much longer. One-time cheerleader for the Oakland Raiders, and she's been on both Baywatch and Married with Children. And apparently posed in Playboy. She was in the airplane aisle, briefly blocked by the beverage service on the flight, and was instructed to take a seat until the cart passed by. So she was already not being a particularly good airline passenger. The lady, she said, now this is quoting, let's see, who is this? Mark Cox, evidently. He was on the flight, I don't know, he says, the lady, she said to them, I'm not kidding you, according to court documents, what am I, Rosa Parks, when she was asked to take a seat so that the drink cart could be brought past her. Cornwall was arrested by the police, because of course she was. When you do stuff like this on a flight, there's nowhere you can go. They're going to find you, and they're going to arrest you. Sure. She was taken into custody by the FBI, because doing this sort of thing on a flight, it is a federal charge. Federal felonies apply. She posted a $20,000 bail and is allowed only to fly back home to Los Angeles, which is amazing to me that they let this woman back on a flight after this was how she was behaving on the other one.
And have you seen the whole clip of her going at this guy?
I have not. I've clicked around it. I mean, I clicked around it a little bit, but I did not watch the entire thing. And the one I did watch, I didn't have audio turned on because I knew it wasn't usable for the show.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. She is just lambasting this old dude who's sitting in his seat.
Minding his own business.
Just, he doesn't have a mask on because he says he's having a drink. Because that's, you know, the rules, apparently, on the flight is you can take the mask down to put food or drink in your mouth, and that's what he says he was doing, and he tries to explain that to her. And you know, to be fair, he does call her Karen at
one
point.
She's acting like a Karen, so...
And it's pretty funny. And I didn't realize he was 80 years old. Is that how old he was? Did you say 80 years old?
80 years old, according to this article.
Wow.
So she assaulted an old man.
Yeah, and she just can't just move on. He's like, look, go sit down, move on, Karen. And she just can't let it go. She has to make a stand and shout at this man and make a scene.
Like, literally making a stand. She is standing up in the airplane with her mask off, turned around, yelling at this man behind her.
Yeah, and the funny part, I mean, funny, it's sick, but the sick part of this is she, you know, she pretends to be this person who's so concerned.
Well, it's to protect the 80-year-olds from getting sick.
Right, and then she proceeds to spit on this dude. Like, what? As she's attacking him, she also spits on him. So, like, you obviously aren't concerned for his health.
Well, I mean, she physically assaults him, too, so it's hard to say she is.
No, right, but, I mean, just the whole idea of you spitting on somebody, yet you're pretending like masks are important to you? I mean,
that's a good point.
Ridiculous.
The whole idea behind the mask is that they're going to catch, you know, people's spit particles as they speak and stuff like that, but... When this person wants to yell, she just takes her mask down anyway, so it's not catching anything.
Yeah.
And spitting on someone is substantially worse than spitting on them as you speak. I saw something similar in Home Depot today when someone asked me a question from, you know, 50 feet away or whatever. The girl pulled down her mask in order to... What is the point of this? What is the point of wearing your mask if you constantly have to touch it to bring it down so you can speak? Incidentally, though, yet another place that I can go without being asked to wear a mask. They have a sign on the door, but it probably
Home Depot does?
Yes. Mm. But it's probably been there for like a year now.
Right.
And I doubt that it's a very new one. But even then, the only changes I've really noticed is that now employees everywhere seem to be wearing masks.
Mm.
But spitting on people is not going to get us out of this pandemic. Hopefully she at least used hand sanitizer before she slapped the guy. It doesn't look like she did because they keep the hand sanitizer by the front and by the bathrooms, essentially. And she's too busy yelling at this guy in order to actually, you know, think about the pandemic that we're in, which motivated this entire behavior. And that's what's remarkable about this. It's as you began to point out, this whole thing is about, you know, caring for one another. It's about keeping each other safe. I'm supposed to get vaccinated because I care about that 80-year-old passenger. And that's the reason she's supposed to get vaccinated, because she's not at risk of dying from COVID-19. I'm not at risk of dying from COVID-19, but that 80-year-old got a higher than zero chance of dying from it, higher than I do, at the very least.
Yeah. Still, most of them are going to survive it, unless they're, you know, obese, or, of course, if you're obese, you probably don't make it to 80, or you have some other kind of, you know, morbidities.
Underlying condition, yeah. That's in stark contrast to what China is doing, though. And there's not enough talk about China and how they're handling the lockdowns and the pandemic and all of that, I think, because China is one of these totalitarian regimes like North Korea. I'm also curious to know how North Korea is handling the pandemic.
They're not saying.
No, of course not. But China is, and they have what is being described as a brutal zero COVID lockdown, similar to New Zealand and Australia, where they're like, no, we have to get cases down to zero. And China is authoritarian and totalitarian enough where they would just do that, right? They would just lock down the entire country and not allow people to actually live, exercising no rights or freedoms whatsoever. Well, now in China, well, in certain parts of China, they've announced that anyone seen driving will be jailed, sent to jail. And this is after 160 new COVID cases were reported in one province. The brutal new lockdown rules come as part of the country's attempt to be COVID-free in the midst of its worst outbreak since the pandemic began. Local news reports hinted that the reason behind the new rules could be down to the fact that the Winter Olympics, which are being held there in February, is under threat if cases continue to rise. Despite no cases of the new Omicron variant being reported, the Communist Party said vehicles would only be allowed on the roads if they were assisting with disease control work.
Wow.
It's actually worse than that in this place. It's not just you can't drive for whatever reason. You also can't leave the house.
Hmm.
Except only one person in your household can leave the house.
To go get food?
And that's only every 3 days.
Wow.
To go out and get necessities. So it could be worse because we could be in China. but it could also be a lot better because we could be free. What are your thoughts on all of this? Can China actually lock down their way out of the pandemic? 603-283-6160.
There's I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I'm going to say no as well. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. 6160 if you'd like to call in, share your thoughts and opinions, take control of the airwaves, and talk about whatever is important to you. That's 603-283-6160. And we've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Well, Intercoin has finally launched its investor token, and it's available on two exchanges. You can find links to those at intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. The easiest to use is probably xmarkets.com. All you need for them is an email address to sign up. And you can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, trade them for Tether, and then use that Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. Find out more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. And you just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. Now, Ian, you actually brought in this video from someone on Twitter who, it's sort of difficult to set up. So this lady, the potential customer, is presumably looking to get one of the COVID-19 vaccines. And she, quite understandably, has some questions for the pharmacist. And it's kind of alarming how incapable of answering these questions he actually is. And it actually bothers him how incapable he is. So let's go to that video.
That's from the Moderna vaccine.
Okay, Moderna. Is it the same for Pfizer and all of the others?
Each brand is a little different.
So for those who obviously aren't watching the video, he literally walks up to her. Clearly she's already asked the first few questions, and he hands her some sort of folded up sheet of paper, the pamphlet for the vaccines, you know, the one that has all of that information about testing and safety and all of that crap that they include when you pick up a prescription and most people just throw into the trash.
Yeah.
Okay. So may I take this with me to look at all of the safety studies, placebo safety studies on this?
Because the one that we give the one that's given to patients doesn't contain that information. So that
which one are they giving?
Yeah, this is very confusing. Apparently, he's suggesting that pharmacists are given different information about the vaccines than customers are getting. I've never heard of that. I guess it could be a thing.
Maybe it's true. I have no idea. I mean, he's an expert, so.
It's not this one.
So, that's the one. That is the one we are giving.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, the package insert given to patients isn't the full information.
So it's not from the manufacturer themselves.
That is from the manufacturer, but it's truncated. That's okay. The full thing.
So if he seems a bit flustered, I suspect it's because he's being recorded.
Does he know? Do you think?
I don't know if he does or not, because she is kind of holding the camera. Not eye level, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a way if you want to record someone subtly, you can sort of do it.
Yeah.
And if you want to make it known they're being recorded, you can also do it.
Right.
He could also just be flustered because he's being asked questions that he wasn't prepared to answer. And now he's like, oh, no, I have to actually be able to answer these questions.
So why is it intentionally blank if it's all the safety studies?
They're inside.
So she's opened it up, or it says on the outside of it, presumably, because she hasn't opened it up yet.
Already knows. She says in the video that she's already aware that this is blank. So I think she's going to pharmacies and doing this purposefully to see, like, to try to wake these pharmacists up.
That's a good idea.
They're inside of it?
So the guy opens it up.
Okay.
He's opening it with the intention of showing her, oh, look, here's all this information, all these studies.
And it's just this page intentionally
blank
left
sheet. It's like a big, it's a folded one sheet, huge sheet of paper that's completely blank with intentionally blank written in the middle of it.
He then walks away.
No, it's okay. I already know that it's.
She says, I already know that it's blank. So what's the next thing she's going to say?
And, I mean, he's understandably frustrated at this point and confused, and he doesn't know how to handle the situation at this point.
Right, yeah. He's been caught. He's not lying. He has never looked at this, right? Like, he's been told, okay, this is all the information for the pharmacist. Here, lady, I'm going to give it to you. I'm trying to help the customer is what he's trying to do. He's genuinely a good person.
It's intentionally blank. My last question is, how is it informed consent when all of the safety studies, placebo safety studies, are not listed from the manufacturer?
That's a great question. Okay. I would talk to CVS about that. Because
okay. First line of defense, always call the corporate office and talk to them. They'll be glad to help you out here.
He has no answer, and that's what she's clearly doing here. She says she knows that it's intentional. She's aware that it's intentionally blank, and then she has that question for him, and he cannot answer it. And it, you know, honestly, because she's right.
So if we don't know what we're injecting into ourselves, I don't understand how that's informed consent.
You're exactly right.
Okay.
And you're exactly right.
Yeah.
And you are correct. I should not be giving these vaccines at all.
Okay. Oh.
That's a strong statement from a pharmacist.
Yeah.
Why are you giving them?
Because I am told to.
I understand.
And everything I have shown, including the patients that I have given it to, it is safe.
It is safe and effective.
So it's interesting the things that he's saying here, right? Like he's saying, on one hand, I shouldn't be giving these vaccines out. I mean, I can't even, my patients can't possibly have informed consent, so therefore I shouldn't be giving it. Why are you doing it? Well, I'm told to, and the thing he doesn't want to say is, I don't want to lose my job. I mean, that's what he's saying, right? Like, this is part of his job is to do this, is to inject people with this vaccine, which is not, you know, information is not available like he thought that it was, but he still doesn't want to lose his job, so talk to the corporate office. I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed. That's basically this video, and it's wild.
It is sad, man, that this person could be beaten to that degree, because you're right, there is a lot of cognitive dissonance here where he's like, you know, I shouldn't be giving people this vaccine, but he's going to go on now to say, to justify the reasons he's been giving away this vaccine. Well, none of the people I've given it to have died, or I don't remember exactly what he says, but
he says it's safe. It, you know, looks like it's safe.
It's fine in his experience of dealing with people and giving it to them.
You're going by the states that it's safe and effective. I know these are tough questions, but I have to ask.
I know, and I'm sorry, but...
But you can't answer, so I understand that.
I unfortunately cannot answer that,
okay.
And I feel... And right now, I'm feeling totally inadequate as a...
As a pharmacist, presumably, is what he was about to say.
That's where it cuts off.
It does cut off there, sadly. I'd like to see the rest of the video, or, you know, how it got to this point. But presumably she wasn't recording by then. But I don't know. She's going to different pharmacies to do this and try to get the pharmacist there to...
That's just my presumption.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where videos get shared around and you never really can find the original source of it.
True.
So who knows who this lady is, what her deal is. But the fact that she already knew it was intentionally blank says this was a setup on her part. She wanted to corner this guy. And it's for his own benefit. Right, to bring this to his attention, it's in a way that's going to make him uncomfortable, but at the same time, making him uncomfortable in that way might just get his attention and make him think twice, as he seems to, like, in being in the process of doing, about what he's up to.
Oh, this lady has him absolutely cowed in submission, man. His hands are in his pockets.
Oh, yeah.
He's folding up.
Body language is,
he's defeated. 603-283-6160. Do you feel like you had informed consent when you got vaccinated? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Biden administration has shifted its focus to bolstering COVID-19 testing capacity around the United States as many Americans continue to face long lines at testing centers. This comes as the White House has dealt with backlash to federal vaccine mandates. New York Republican Representative Nicole Malliotakis says President Biden is misusing his resources to fight COVID.
New York City hospitals have a shortage of monoclonal therapies as well. We're seeing the same in other states like Michigan. And I think that we need to focus the federal efforts on getting those treatments and therapeutics approved, getting more of those monoclonal antibodies to the states.
Over 2,500 flights were canceled on Tuesday as COVID-19 cases continue to surge throughout the country. You're listening to USA Radio News. Home prices are continuing to increase across the United States. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller U.S. National Home Price NSA Index reporting just over a 19% annual gain in October. Phoenix leading the way of all American cities with a 32% year-over-year increase in front of Tampa Bay and Miami, which both came in with an over 25% increase. Chief White House Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci is walking back comments he made considering vaccine mandates for domestic travel. Originally, he said it was reasonable to consider recommending the requirements to President Biden, but is now weighing in again on those comments this week on MSNBC.
I did not say I support mandates on domestic flights. I said that is something that is on the table for consideration. I didn't say I support it or didn't support it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to weigh in with your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you would like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And I have good news for all the people who were concerned about the video that we just shared. The AP has been kind enough to fact check this entire thing. Don't worry. It was, in fact, intentionally left blank. See, I was holding out this hope that maybe this lady, you know, she has a side gig as a magician. So she just did some sleight of hand and actually gave him back, you know, this empty one when she pocketed the one that had all the useful information on it. Or maybe it was just staged with a friend of hers in a place meant to look like a pharmacy. But if they did that, they did a really good job. But no, it's actually legit. This has been going around for several months now. The packaging insert with the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine is suspiciously blank, containing no information about ingredients and side effects normally found with the vaccine. And presumably this is equally true for the Pfizer and the Moderna as well. That's the claim, at least. AP's assessment is that it's missing context. The paper insert states that it was intentionally left blank, and that FDA-authorized fact sheets are available electronically, according to a Johnson & Johnson representative.
Right, so everybody who doesn't have the internet is basically unable to do any kind of meaningful research, right?
Oh, that's a really good point, yeah.
I mean, I realize that people take for granted that we have the internet, so therefore everyone must have the internet. But it's not true. There are still people who voluntarily choose to not go online and or do not have any way of easily going online, have no experience. I mean, our regular caller she calls almost every night, Sarah, in New Mexico. She, I don't know if has ever been online. She does.
How does she find the show? Oh, it airs in New Mexico.
It is airing actually on weekends in Albuquerque.
Yeah, that would be how she found it.
So those people.
It's easy
exist.
To forget that, though, man, because the internet is so interwoven into my life.
Right.
That when I had to spend like 3 days without it post the raid that occurred on March the 16th, it was difficult to have just no internet access whatsoever. It's a jarring experience, but there are people out there who are like, yes, this is a better way of living. Or who are just like Sarah, and I've gotten this far without the internet.
They
Why do I need it now?
They don't see the value in it, yeah. I mean, how are those people supposed to do any meaningful research?
Well, they can't. And this is intended to ensure that vaccinators and consumers refer to the most up-to-date information about the vaccine during the FDA's emergency use authorization, the representative said. So I wonder if this is still true of Pfizer, which has full authorization.
Right.
It's no longer under emergency use. It's got an actual brand name and everything called Comirnaty.
Yeah.
That's actually the name of the COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer.
Yeah, is that one also intentionally blank, or is it now that it's a full release, now they've got something published?
It would be interesting to see.
Who knows? But, you know, regardless of whatever the AP says here, the point is very clear in that video that that lady is attempting to make, and that is that this pharmacist doesn't even know what he's doing.
Yeah, that's true.
He's just doing what he is told.
Yeah, you would think at least at some point that he would have known that this information was available online.
Mm-hmm.
And to his credit, he did go to look it up. But that doesn't help the consumer much because he's way back there in the back looking at his computer. Was he going to read off the entire thing to her? Doesn't seem very likely. They move on. The facts. The video, I don't know what video they're referring to, shows a blonde woman in a white lab coat opening a Johnson & Johnson vaccine package. She finds a piece of paper folded on top, which she unfolds into a large sheet that is blank except for one small section of text, which is what we just saw in regard to, I believe they said that was for the Moderna vaccine. I don't recall now, though. A lot of safety and efficacy data. In fact, all of the normal information we would find in a package insert, like the ingredients, that would all be found right here in this package insert, the woman says in the video. Must be magic. It's all blank. Now, obviously, this went viral and, you know, got lots of viewers online. However, Lisa Canellos, Johnson & Johnson's Director of Global Corporate Media Relations, explained that the section on the paper includes instructions to access that information online. So that's pretty much all they have to say about it. I'm just sort of shocked to find that it's true that they just included. You would think, right, the way they would normally do this is they would give you all of that data and they would say, hey, this stuff at the very end, this information may be out of date. Please refer to this website for the latest up-to-date information.
Give you something.
Yeah. But instead of these, there's just
nothing. They literally
print
out an entire, I don't know how big that sheet was, but it's gigantic.
Oh, that's true. They could have just put it on a Post-it note, right? Instead, they created the illusion of having included something of value, but it's not of any value.
Yeah.
Not even a QR code for people to scan if they want to bring up the data, right? That would be, here's a little Post-it note with the QR code on it. That would take you to the latest data, but no, nothing, just...
It might as well just say, do your own research on it. Good luck.
Well, they're certainly not doing it for people, and sadly, that pharmacist, at least, is not doing it for themselves. So, we were talking about China prior to this, COVID-19, all of this stuff. I mean, it's alarming that a pharmacist doesn't know anything about the vaccines, or even how to readily provide a consumer with information on those vaccines. But one of the things that the governments have done, like China, throughout this pandemic is lockdown economies, and this has had rippling consequences that we've been dealing with for more than 2 years now. Like here in New Hampshire, they only actually locked down for like 2 weeks, and it was a really weak lockdown on top of that.
Yeah, they called it a stay-at-home. It wasn't called a lockdown.
Like the bars and the restaurants, I think, some of the restaurants were closed. I'm not exactly sure, but
they were takeout only.
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of them were like, we're not making enough money to stay open, so let's just close down for 2 weeks. But it was really minor. But those 2 weeks of being shut down are continuing to have an impact on the economy today with staffing shortages just everywhere. That began during the lockdown, as far as I can tell. That's when everyone wanted to order takeout and delivery, and that's when no one wanted to work in takeout and delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And the issues have just been sort of compounding one another since then. And, of course, now they're talking about we may need to lock down again here in the United States. I don't see it happening, especially with Biden today saying, you know, there's no federal way out of this.
Yeah, wasn't that an interesting development? I mean, he who had a plan in 2020 when he was running for office to deal with COVID.
Oh, of course he did.
Because Trump had no plan, according to Biden. So he's got a plan, and now he's saying, nope, my hands are off this. We're just going to let the states take care of it, which is fine. It's actually, you know, the best thing he could possibly say is, hey, you know, federalism, go for it, states. You guys do different things, try things differently, have at it. We're not going to interfere. I mean, that's essentially the libertarian position if you want to, you know, assign that to it.
It's the most libertarian position we could have without abolishing the states.
Right, yeah, without him resigning the office and ending the federal government, for them to say, all right, we're just not going to tell you what to do. Of course, at the same time, they still have all these stupid rules as far as airlines and things like that. So it's not as though the federal government gang isn't completely hands-off on this matter.
And, you know, on that note, airlines, it's amazing to me how the media normalizes ideas to people, right? Like Fauci, I think it was Sunday, made a throwaway comment, spoke very briefly about, you know, there may come a time to seriously consider vaccine passports to get on an airplane or something to that effect.
Yeah.
And every single day, it wasn't even Sunday, it was sometime last week that he said this, every single day for the last few days on Drudge Report, it's had a new article about how Fauci is saying that this is going to happen, or it needs to happen, or it should be considered. Today's is from MSN.com saying Fauci says domestic travel vaccination rules should be considered.
Yeah, they're floating it out there.
And it just, the wording behind the headlines just gets stronger and stronger every single day, when what he said wasn't really that big a deal. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like he's suggesting that we need to actually consider this. I think he's probably aware that the federal government wouldn't be able to get away with it.
Why not?
It would just shut down the airline industry, I would imagine.
Well, it would certainly reduce their passenger load.
Well, it would also increase their workload, and they already are canceling thousands of flights because they don't have any staff.
You mean by having to check people's vaccine passports?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just one more document to check at the counter. I don't think it's going to increase it that much.
603-283-6160. When we come back, we're going to talk about the economy and how employers are trying to fix the job situation.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. Ari and Ian here in the studio tonight. Employers are having a difficult time finding employees, and at this point, as far as I can tell, they've tried every trick in the book, including offering benefits, 401ks, health insurance, wage increases, and right, all of this other stuff. I can't imagine that a person starting at McDonald's right now, just at the one here in Keene, which is closed at least one day a week.
Still.
And last time I looked, I don't know, it's been a few weeks since I paid any attention to it, but I think they were closing on Sundays previously. So this is a McDonald's. It used to be a 24 hours a day McDonald's.
The gas station right two doors down from it, also a 24-hour gas station. For the first time in the history of me living here in the last 15 years, was completely dark at least two of the nights that I drove by it, just in the evening. Completely dark.
I don't understand how it's happening.
Yeah.
But people aren't wanting to work for whatever reason. And, of course, a lot of people got fired because they didn't want to be vaccinated. And I found an interesting story that we might get into at some point from MSNBC that is about that. Apparently, a lot of these red states, they have legislatures who are trying to create it so that if you get fired or you quit because you refuse to get the vaccine, you can still qualify for unemployment.
Can you get unemployment if you quit?
If you quit because you refuse to get vaccinated is what they're trying to make happen.
Wow.
In some states.
Okay.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Like I said, we may actually get into the article, may not, but employers have to do something to get people hired, and whatever it is they're doing doesn't seem to be working. So you have a story about how they're also easing job requirements in order to get people into the door. And the place at which I worked, you know, a little over a month ago, they had people saying, look, we'll hire anybody who, all they have to do is have a pulse at this point.
Yeah, but will they hire a person if they're not willing to wear a mask?
Mm. I don't know. They would have back then.
Yeah, because that's, you're talking about a corporate store that is, or a franchise, but it's still part of, you know, connected to the Spit Corporation, and you said that the other night you walked by there or whatever, and you saw that everybody in the store had masks on. So
yeah, it was really sad, and it's what made me realize, oh, this is why they're not calling me to pick up any of the shifts from people call out or whatever, because I know I'm going to go. Yeah, no, thank you.
There was a girl who I saw on social media saying that she wants to move to New Hampshire from Boston because she's sick of living in this insane city where now they're going to start having vaccination requirements to go out and do things, to go in, in indoor spaces like restaurants. And she works in the restaurant industry. She's looking into moving to New Hampshire, looking for jobs in restaurants. And I said, hey, don't worry. You can throw a stone and hit a dozen businesses that want to hire. I mean, literally everybody is hiring up here. And she came back and she made a good point. She said, well, I'm more interested in working for a place that doesn't want to require me to wear a mask and be vaccinated. And that does make me wonder, when you're going around looking for a job, when you pull that card out and say, yeah, I'm willing to work here, but, I'm not going to wear a mask, are you still willing to hire me? I wonder what that does to your chances. I mean, because literally everywhere is hiring. So if you say that to enough people, somebody's going to say, yeah, no problem, you can work for me, I think. But, the question is, how many employers do you have to go through before you'll find one that is accepting?
Well, luckily here in Keene, at least, we could point such a person to several businesses that would not require them to wear masks. But in most places, you'd have to...
The more corporate, the more masky it's likely to be.
Yeah, because at a certain point, they just become that pharmacist where they're just doing what they're paid to do. And
right.
That's all they know about it. It would be, a good indicator would be to walk down Main Street and see which stores have employees working who aren't wearing masks.
Well, yeah, that's obviously something that would give you a good clue for sure.
I imagine that's hard to find, though, because the Belgian place that I like so much, I said recently it was Dutch. I don't know why I thought it was Dutch. It's Belgian. However, they are strongly against the mask mandates.
We know the owner is because he spoke at the mask mandate meeting against the mandates.
And the restaurant actually posted something along those lines on Facebook publicly, so taking a stand against
that's
the masks.
Good.
But the employees there are wearing masks, but that could just be the employees' choices,
It could be, and it might be that the employees are afraid because they know that in theory they could receive a fine if they are given a warning and then a second warning, a verbal and then a written warning, and then it's $100 fine, and maybe they're just afraid. They're worried some customer is going to call the police on them or something like that.
I mean, really, yeah, but as we've seen, some of the police officers don't even want to enforce this nonsense.
I suspect most of them don't.
And the ones who do show up to enforce it don't seem to be particularly enthusiastic about it. And then you can always just say, yeah, no, I don't want to give you my name. And if you're not driving, you don't have to identify. As I understand it.
Okay,
at least here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, if you're not driving, you don't have to identify. However, if you are being written a ticket... Now, I don't know how this applies to warnings, but if a cop is writing you a ticket for something,
they have to find something
to know who you are.
Ticket you over first, though.
I know, I get what you're saying, but they have to know who you are in order to write the ticket, and if you refuse to identify, they are authorized to take you into custody until they can determine who you are to write the ticket. So,
would that apply here?
I'm telling you about a rule that is applies here. There's actually a local ordinance that you can actually be charged with for refusing to identify as well. So I don't know how that applies to warnings. So I know that's true for a ticket. I don't know if that is true for just issuing somebody a warning. So I think in theory...
Well, they have to write something down.
Right. That's the thing, is when you... If you were to go to the Freekeen article at freekeen.com from, a week ago when I posted a video of the hearing, the hearing on the mask mandate, I also included in that video the debate, if you will, between the city councilors at the final meeting where they voted for it 10-3. And it was in that meeting that the city manager named Elizabeth Dragon speaks up and says that, well, she's against the idea of ticketing individuals directly. She wants to target the business owners because it's easier for the bureaucrats.
It's also more effective.
It was, yes.
That way you have all of the businesses throughout Keene enforcing the mask mandate because theirs were the heads on the chopping block.
Correct. But the to the city councilors' credit, they don't deserve a lot. But at least they made the change to where it's the individuals that are being targeted. But her reasoning, the city manager's reasoning for not wanting to target individuals was because it was going to be harder to do, harder to enforce, because then they'd have to come up with, like, a database, which they don't have, right? Like, there's not an app out there that exists to track who gets a verbal warning, who gets the written warning, okay, what step are we at with this process of, so they're going to have to come up with a spreadsheet, and then, you know, the officer is going to have to identify the person, presuming that they even bother to go through these steps, identify the person, write down on the spreadsheet that you've got a written warning issued to the person, then that way the next officer knows, okay, well, you know, Jim Jones, he's been given the verbal warning, so now we got to give him a written warning. And what you were referring to was an experiment that was done over at the Mighty Moose Mart, which is a Liberty-owned business here in town, where they gave a guy free lunch to hang around and wait for the cops as they called the police on him for not wearing a mask in the business. And the police officer told this guy, who was, again, not allegedly not wearing a mask, said, well, do you want to give me your name so I can give you the warning? And that is obviously an option, right? Like, that officer just gave that person the option of saying no. But I
you always have the option of saying no. You just may get arrested for it.
That's what I'm saying. I suspect that that officer is using discretion on his ability to say, oh, well, you don't want to tell me who you are. Well, I can arrest you and we'll find out who you are and then give you a verbal warning and release
right.
you.
Well,
so they could do that, I think, but obviously they don't want to because they don't want to give somebody a warning in the first place. So that's why the officer's just like, okay, and turn around and, you know, left.
Plus, if the officer did that, then he would be the first officer in the entire King police force who essentially arrested someone over not wearing a mask.
Yeah, that's true.
And none of them are going to want to be that guy.
I think you're right.
Or that girl.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I'm not happy that there's a mask mandate, but I'm glad that it targets individuals rather than business owners. Because last time it was very difficult to find places to go if you weren't willing to wear a mask in order to go there. This time it's nowhere nearly as bad.
Yeah.
You can pretty much go and do whatever you want. The places that were super ecstatic about the mask ordinance last time, like there's a burger place here that was all about it. They're still going to be enforcing it, but most places, I suspect most business owners around here don't even know that the mask mandate has been put back in place. They have one of those giant traffic signs that light up with random messages or whatever as you come down Main Street saying mask ordinance in effect or something
really?
Like that now.
Wow.
Well, no one knows it's happening.
70% of downtown businesses were polled by a downtown business group, and they opposed this mandate. So they do know that it exists, and they're not happy about it.
603-283-6160. If you want to talk about this absurd mask mandate and the impossibility of trying to enforce it, it's Free Talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.